This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about dreams.
Okay.
Do you have dreams?
Yeah, I do.
Dreams of getting out of here, finding a real job.
Yep. I cling on to the real ones.
I meant when you sleep.
Yes, she doesn't.
So I've been told that we all dream, but I just don't remember mine ever.
Has anybody watched you sleep? You should get one of these. You should get an Oura ring.
We'll start tonight.
Yeah. Tonight is your night.
I'll set up a live stream.
And I are going to pull up chairs. And
What is that?
The Oura ring will tell you, like, if I go into my app, it will tell me how much REM I got last night. And REM is the state when you would be dreaming.
Is it? Because that's your deepest. So I thought
other than REM.
Oh.
There's deep sleep, there's REM, and there's light sleep.
Because REM stands for rapid eye movement.
Correct.
So I figured that's when you're like... I thought that was when you're in your deepest, so therefore you're not dreaming then.
REM is like the light blue on there. See how there's some white? Those are the times I woke up because one of the dogs got up.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And then the blue is like, you're in a coma. But like 28% of my night last night was REM. So I was dreaming a good chunk of the night.
Hmm.
And do you remember it?
I typically remember if there's a friend over or something, which is whatever. Like if somebody's there and I like, duh.
Yeah.
Then I'm like conscious of it, but if I don't write it down, I very rarely remember it.
I feel the same.
Even if it's the most intense thing in the world, you're like, I am never going to forget that. Because I think I talked about it the other day where I was dragging somebody through the crowd. And it was like every time you'd get, no, it was an ex. I remember who it was. Every time like I'd let go, I'd turn back and she turned into somebody else. Mm-hmm. It was like, But like you don't, not naked, in your underwear at back in high school?
No.
I've never had that one either. I've never had the naked or the underwear one.
Have you had to go back to high school?
Yes.
For what? Because you didn't finish.
No, I don't know why.
I have a very unhealthy relationship with education and college specifically. So I have the dream that I'm back in college, but I'm not ever nervous about. They're always like, you didn't do your paper. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm always just like, yeah, I don't want to be here. So I'm just going
to
leave.
So that attitude goes with you to
in the dream,
dreams?
Yeah. And it's like, they're just like, come on, like you're final. And it's like, I don't need this. And so I don't know what that
is. So you're already you.
I guess. Yeah. But I've never had the naked one.
I'm never naked, but I'm in underwear and they're not my underwear.
Never nude.
Really?
Yeah, well, like you're in the Walter White tidy whities.
Oh.
You're just in like the worst underwear.
Mine is I can never find my uniform. Like I donated it, but I still needed
your
it because I wasn't
for what
for
oh,
school.
For school. You had uniforms.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh wow.
But I just
you're still
find
there.
It.
Are you at school?
No.
So you just
I'm
you
like
know you gotta
ready.
Go
yeah.
and you're like, damn it,
can't find my uniform.
So what do you think that means?
I don't know. That's probably forgetting something.
No, wow. It means something like what is, can I be our dream expert right now?
Yeah.
What's the first thing you think of when you think of that uniform?
High school.
What's the first thing you think of when you think of high school? Uniform? Never mind. There's a thing like we got to get her back on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll just, we got to give her like a week's notice so she can sober up. And then
we love Lori Loughnberg
is without a doubt. Mm-hmm. She's the dream expert in the United States. She was always on TV, and now she does these pinups. Like I follow so few people on Instagram, so like half of my Instagram is like her pinups.
Yeah. They're sick.
She draws like, oh my God, it's like what should go on the side of like a bomber aircraft. It's just like hot girls in like one piece bikini. It just looks like throwback 1920s, like cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Anyway, but what she would do is like, if I was having dreams, do not take this weird, Tiak. Relax. Okay. Relax for what I'm about to say. If I was having dreams and Tiak was in them, she would ask something like, well, what's the first thing you think of Tiak? And I would probably, depending on the day, say like, great dad or super reliable or whatever. Mm. And like, I'm not dreaming about T-Hack. I'm dreaming about my dad, or I'm dreaming about dads, or something like
interesting.
Like I specifically remember someone had a dream where they were like eating peanut butter, and she said, "You have something you want to say, but you can't do it. It's stuck."
It was so like, many of us have that dream.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. Do you guys dream about work ever? I feel like that's my main thing.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'm panicked. I have dreams where I'm DJing and I can't get to the song, and it's gonna end. And like the party's gonna die.
Ooh.
I want to do this on the show. We got to pick a day and do this because were you guys here a long time ago? Steve and I talked about this. This is a very strange thing and it's very, very real. Do you have that about here?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I have it here.
Do you have that about here, Aaron?
Where you,
like
almost every night I can't get to a button or something. Is that what you're saying?
No, like he's onto something. Like, there is a thing where it took me forever, but one day I was just sitting down going like, hey, do you ever have the dream where like you're in a football field full of Jell-O and the song is running out and there's no way you can get over there in time? And it's like, yeah. And if you have the courage to talk to anybody in radio and ask them, we all have that dream. We all have the exact same dream. And then every profession has it.
Like their version of that.
Yes.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Nurses, I don't know what it is. Like you're trying
just
to
just can't get to the like, patient on time can't or get something.
The,
yeah.
Into the vein, and you're just like poking him, and they're just bleeding out, but you never got the vein. Like every job has a weird little. Mm-hmm. Like when you were a dancer, did you have like a?
No, because I literally don't have that radio dream. I don't have.
You don't?
No, I don't.
But
dream.
You've never really run the board.
I haven't, and I trust you guys. So I think that helps.
So that's weird. You should be running in a field of Jell-O and we're...
You guys got it.
That Aaron just sleeps through the night like a baby.
I seriously do.
That's not fair. What? Because I sit on this side of the console. So it is. I've been doing this job for 27 years. I still have that dream to this day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I have it often. Yeah. Like every other
probably
night.
Probably for you more as a DJ though.
That one, yeah. Or I finally got a big gig and I'm playing a big festival or something. And my computer won't connect and they're all like, we're waiting. Like, just go ahead and do it. And it's like,
nothing will work.
Exactly.
We're going to do this. We're going to like take calls on this like in a couple days. I feel like I want to give people time. If you have this weird dream that's associated with your job, will you text us at 303-222-5423? Because I think every job has it. And I think, I just want to hear.
We got to be open about it more.
You like, do, because like I would have never, if I one day went.
I actually started a note for Lori because I was remembering dreams. My last one was on October 14th.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Text in if you have a profession-related dream, and then we'll talk to you when we actually do this on the show. First in line, if you're a proctologist. Yeah. I want to know what your dream is.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.